in Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews report progress on a new wildfire in Southern California that's forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes in Castaic.
The winds are supposed to pick up again, throughout the morning. But with the upper hand that we got on this fire, we'll be able to really beat it back off the fire line.
Fire Chief Kelleher on CBS Mornings. President Trump's ordered the Pentagon to send more troops to secure the southwest border. He tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
This was a gross miscarriage of common sense to allow people to come in. And I believe the number is 21 million people, and a large percentage of them are criminals.
Today, a federal judge in Seattle hears first arguments from states trying to block Mr. Trump's birthright order. In moments from now, they'll announce the Oscar nominations.
I'd like to draw something and present it to you.
The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and A Complete Unknown are among favorites to snag Best Picture nods. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers declared his annual State of the State speech last night. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more news and articles and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28. On Saturday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, here. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I am joined by a couple of fun co-hosts today, a little different show today. Want to introduce Laura to the audience. Laura, thank you for being here.
Hello, yes, I came here for the fun.
Yeah, we got it in store. We got it locked up. It's right to your left. You just go ahead and pick that up right there. And Beth Habagger's with us.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you guys here. Thanks so much for being here with us today. We want to send a shout out to, of course, Brittany Merlot, who's not with us this morning. Brittany is enjoying herself, hopefully.
Enjoy your flurries in Florida,
yeah,
Brittany.
Yeah. Yes. She'll be back with us next week.
Bring back the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ask.
We got a jam-packed show for you. I have 10 hours of show that somehow we will cram into 2 hours. We always do it, and we're going to have some fun doing it today. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Going to dive into that one. We'll also get into a couple of other fun topics. Progresso is selling chicken noodle soup cough drops.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right reaction.
No.
Pop culture moments that'll be a decade old in 2025. So that is going to be interesting.
Because this weather's not making us feel old enough.
Right, right. Yeah. So I just thought I'd just push it over the edge
a little bit.
And if we have time, the 100 worst rated foods in the world.
Oh, can we please get to that one?
Yeah,
I need to get to that one.
We'll make some time
for that one.
Yeah. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to Denise and the gang joining us then. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news for you. We're going to talk Harry Met Sally a little bit. Rewind to that. Post Malone Oreos.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Post
know.
Post Malorios. You're welcome.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you.
Well done. Well
yes.
done. Not even 8:30. You didn't pull that one out.
I
nicely
am
done.
3 sips of coffee in. You guys are in for a treat.
But we do want to start the show in 2 places. One, a quick programming note. We have been enjoying and appreciative of our Tuesday and Thursday lineups, in particular between 5 and 6 when we've been playing Community Stories. Mm-hmm. Melissa's fantastic show that she's been taking a bit of a hiatus this month, and she'll be back next month, and we're looking forward to that. It's incredible work that she has been doing on that show. In the meantime, we've been playing on Tuesdays and Unlabeled, and on Thursdays a Seth Faces the Music. Well, this Thursday we have a very special episode for you between 5 and 6. We are going to be playing our Director's Playhouse, which is Director's Cut, just reimagined and everything, just redone a little bit. So this is actually our first Director's Playhouse of the year and with the new name. And boy, do we have a set of guests for you, everybody. Because yesterday, joining me on the phone was Colin Mochrie. From Whose Line Is It Anyway?
And that is a get.
The award-winning, and outside of Robin Williams, the greatest improv artist I have ever seen.
And he's from the original run of that show.
Yeah. Colin joined us along with Asad Mekki, and they are doing Hip-Prov, this awesome combination of hypnosis and improv comedy.
Very cool.
We got to know the guys a little bit in the first half of the show, and the second half of the show, we really focused on the show that they are going to be doing this Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau, 7:30. Get your tickets at grandtheater.com, grandtheater.com. I put up a post on my page, and I shared it on our Facebook page, so there's a link right there if you want to get tickets and see this amazing show. I cannot stress enough that it is very rare that you get to see this kind of talent in person, let alone in improv. I will say in some years back, my sister and I went to see George Carlin at Stevens Point, and we didn't know that it'd be on his last tour and one of his last shows, but it was. And I listened to Carlin my whole life. I'd never seen him like that. I'd never heard him like that. There's something different about seeing somebody live.
Yeah.
And seeing a talent like Collins in person when there's no script.
Yeah. No, he's genuinely a legend of improv. A Second City alum, too, right?
Yep.
So what absolutely I'm hearing legend. Is a staff bonding evening on Saturday night up in
Wausau. Sounds like a great team bonding.
And then we convince them to hypnotize James so that he can sleep.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, he'd miss the show, but it would be so worth it.
Wouldn't it?
So yes it would. I've been working on this for about a month to get this interview, and then I hadn't heard from their representation for about a couple weeks here actually, and I just kind of thought that the interview was not going to happen. It was moving on. They got in touch with me less than 24 hours before we were going to do the interview, which is how these things work a lot of times. The guys had an interview on TV right after our interview, so this is how this kind of works when they're promoting a show and everything. So I had like 80 questions. I did not really get to prep for this like I usually do and thin it out and everything. And one of the questions that I was going to have is what you do with subjects like me, because I've been told that I can't be hypnotized. My brain just is one of those brains. There's a lot of people like that in life. Mine is just, it does not stop, and that doesn't help a hypnotist. But I'd be very curious to see how he would handle that and everything. They do a great job with this show. They're having a lot of fun with it. The tour is not not stopping anytime soon, but this is the only stop that they have in Wisconsin. So if you want to see them, this is your shot.
Yep.
There are still tickets available. And I would be remiss if I did not mention as well, because my agent's voice is in the back of my head, there is a chance you might even see me out there one time. So keep your eyes on that tour, everybody, because that is going to be pretty cool. And again, I just have to say really quickly, to Assad, to Colin, thank you so much for the time. We had a little bit of technical issues with Colin's phone. You're going to hear pretty quickly in the interview. It comes, you can hear him the whole time, but there's a little bit of robotics involved. We had some fun with that because we are children. Put three children on the show together and everything, and we're going to do that. But the guys could not have been greater. A big shout out to their representation as well for hooking all this up with me. It was a really fun time. Join us today from 5 to 6 for a special edition of Director's Playhouse, where that will be playing for you. We will also have it for you on Sunday when Director's Playhouse usually plays at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A special shout out to man I share a brain with, and Seth, who is technically on vacation. Well, I get one half, you get the other half back.
Oh, is that how it works?
Okay. I could have swore you told me that, actually.
Well, you know.
I could have swore it was backstage at WRCT. You told me that. Maybe I'm wrong. You can have the whole brain if you want.
I'm a good sharer. My mom taught me well.
When he's here, I can power the brain.
There you go.
Seth is on break technically right now, but he's still going to stop in today to get this done. I actually reached out to him right away because I was like, hey, man, do you think we can do this? Would you be game and all that? Too good of an opportunity.
Right.
Too good of an opportunity for our audience, for our station to not get this on the air. Big shout out to him for working extra a little bit there. Again, get your tickets for this amazing show coming up this Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau, 7:30. You can get your tickets at grandtheater.com. And thank you to the boys. I appreciate them.
Yes.
So we actually have to start in an interesting place here because Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper is one of these, one of the more popular sodas of all time.
Yeah, big fan.
Mm-hmm. Been around a long time. Also unique because of its flavor, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got a very unique
all
flavor.
All of them.
Yes.
Right. Now,
Notoriously many flavors.
Long-time listeners of the show know that part of how we keep this show fresh and interesting is with each guest, I try to tailor the show for them and give them topics that they, you know, talking points and everything. No different than you would any interview or any guest you have. I think you open up your house to them and you let them around and stuff. You let them drink. So when it comes to Dr. Pepper, Laura is the one person I know that is a diehard Dr. Pepper fan.
It's true.
And I don't believe there's a flavor you don't like. There's some you like more than others. But
yes. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. I will even drink the zero sugar ones. I'm a fan.
Unintentionally, I just, down one of the many rabbit holes I go down, I happened to come across this article from MSN.com, and a shout out to them for this, about the origins of Dr. Pepper's name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the notorious Dr. Pepper himself.
I had never heard this before, and I thought it was kind of interesting. The company's official website has one answer, but there's more answers online, and this is actually kind of like a running story going on and everything. It's fascinated people for many, many years. So the one aspect seems to be like, so one of the stories is that Dr. Pepper got its name by a old Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore in Waco, Texas. Mm-hmm. That was the first one sold. A pharmacist named Charles Alderton is credited with the invention of the beverage, but the store's owner, Wade Morrison, was the one who sold and marketed it. And although the logo and slogans of the drink evolved over the years, the name has remained the same. The company's official website claims that to have an answer to the name, it states that Morrison fell in love with a doctor's daughter, specifically the doctor of Dr. Charles Pepper.
Cute.
Despite the corporate Dr. Pepper site sharing this tale, the story has been contested over the years, with a few different versions being shared. But there's a lot of pushback on this one timeline-wise. The story is still circulating, despite its lack of credibility. And some variations state that the drink was named as thanks to the doctor for his approval of Morrison's marriage proposal to his daughter.
Still cute.
So that's interesting, too. Then there is the other story. The story may seem wholesome, but on the surface, real timeline reveals a dark twist. At the time of the drink's release and subsequent naming, Morrison was 19 years old, while his of legal age to get married, the alleged young Miss Pepper, was not. She would have been only 8.
Oh,
not cute.
No.
So obviously the story doesn't work.
Super duper not cute.
I think it's pretty fair to say that that just didn't happen. I think it's pretty fair to say.
I would love to say that, but however, history would correct me because that definitely would have happened.
It could have happened, absolutely.
You know, but it doesn't hurt my brain to just move on.
Right.
Sure.
And I'm just going to choose to do that.
I just wanted to recognize history because that is who I am as a human.
So where did the name come from if not from the father of Morrison's first love? There is another variation of the tale that fortunately doesn't suggest the existence of any child brides.
Yay.
The story states that Morrison actually worked for Dr. Charles Pepper when he lived in rural Virginia. According to this version, Pepper must have been a pretty great boss. It said that Morrison named the drink in honor of his former employer, despite refusing Morrison's request to marry his daughter. So that part still seems to stick around.
Stand strong, Dr. Pepper.
At the end of the day, it seems Morrison did not end up marrying anyone from the Pepper family. Instead, he left Virginia for the Lone Star State. While living in Texas, he opened up his own drugstore, the one where Dr. Pepper was first sold.
Okay. That looks
kind
of better.
As a nod to the guy who got him started on his career kind of thing.
Yeah.
I prefer that story to child bride story. Yeah.
It
seems as though the actual story of how Dr. Pepper got his name will remain a mystery. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. there are many, many ways to utilize the soda that people have found, which have kind of reminiscent of its inventors, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of cool. And one of the other cool things I think has happened about this is a lot of diehard fans of it have come up with their own origin stories.
Yeah. See, so here's mine. It's that... There are 23 flavors, notoriously, in this Dr. Pepper, and so I just always kind of assumed there was a spicy one, and they're like, that one's got some pep to it, and it's medicinal because it was the time where everything was medicinal.
Right.
So, you know, Dr. Pepper.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I like it.
It's as reasonable as anything else, to be fair.
I like the idea of somebody taking a sip, they walk, and they skip for no reason. Oh, I got a pep in my step.
Exactly.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah.
You're writing Dr.
It's
Pepper ads.
I really am. I really am.
Yeah.
We want our money. We want our money.
No. You can pay me in Dr. Pepper. Thank you.
Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's lighter than a pepper but hard to hold?
Hard to hold.
I don't know. I'm not sure on this one. What is it?
A pet.
Okay, that one took. I didn't catch that. I didn't see that one coming. That was good. Thank you, bud. We appreciate you. Have a great morning. You have a good morning and a big thank you to our friends over at the ODC.
Yes.
We appreciate we say a shout out to them. Encourage you to find out more about they were just on the air with us yesterday.
They were. They have an event coming up in mm-hmm. March, right?
We're very excited about it.
Entertainment to Empower in Marshfield.
Marshfield, yeah. It's going to be a really fun event. You can find out about that and more at ODC.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Support our good friends over there. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Laura, Beth, and James here at The Morning Show on WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoke, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
You heard Mr. LeBron. It's time for the Old Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Join them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, support our great friends over at El Cafe. They are rolling out their new menu today. Let's make this official. They're rolling out the new menu today. And enjoy the menu, everybody. Check it out. Give me your feedback on it. Be good to our friends over there and check them out. Great stuff over there at El Cafe. Buy local and support local. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. You can email us there. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And we have two different phone numbers you can call.
Oh, my gosh, it's true.
Yeah.
It is.
One of them is
424-2600.
And our front desk.
715-424-1300.
Oh, see, now you threw the area code.
Yeah.
Nice job. Nice
yeah.
work.
Not all of our listeners are 715
that's right,
area code listeners.
Well, and even in the 715, you have to dial 715.
That's true.
It always throws me when I got to dial the 1. Like, some places you got to dial the 1 before the 715, and some you don't. And
Hey, I looked at the El Cafe menu just to look, just to have it. And James, you're not going to believe it. Today's lunch featured menu item is a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going.
Oh, my God. I'm already there. Mentally, I'm already there. I'm not even here.
Gotta go.
Look at that. He's out the door.
Yeah. It's like they did it just for you. And those breakfast tacos look incredible. Oh. That's avocado slices right there on your breakfast taco.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We have two possible qualifiers on our list today. I need a 1 or a 2. Laura, give me a 1 or 2.
1.
All right. Gives us the qualifier there. And let's go ahead and dive right in. First up, we want to wish you happy birthday to Todd Bates.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Happy birthday, Janet. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you, Janet. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals that you are our qualifier today.
Yes.
And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our celebrity list. Kicks it off. Josh Thompson is 47, country singer, biggest hit way out here. He's also got a cold beer with your name on it. That's another one of his hits.
He is actually a Wisconsin native.
I thought so. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Somewhere out east, I believe. He's been a big songwriter in Nashville for quite a while, too. Written for just about every big artist.
Yes, he has.
Tiffany Thiessen is 51.
No.
Oh.
I didn't expect that to make me feel old. Wow.
I know.
No, but she's still lovely as ever. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210. She is currently was Alexa's mom on the Netflix show Alexa and Katie.
Yes, and that's about a teenager who has cancer. It's actually a pretty good show.
Sounds like it.
I don't know how you guys look at this, but I look, especially as we get more and more mediums and streaming and cable and basic TV and all these things. I think that when I think about TV actors, I think there's a giant difference between doing a show on NBC and doing a show on HBO. Just what you can get away with and all those things.
Naturally,
And the level of acting you can go to, because there's only so high you can go if you know without looking like you're overacting or it just doesn't work on a small screen. That does on a bigger screen or a screen when it's HBO and they don't have the rating issues that you have on basic TV. I don't know. you know, in the history, and as much as I've studied it and everything, and there's so many great actors and actresses that I've seen on TV, I feel very comfortable putting her in the top 10. Mariska Hargitay is 61 today.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay?
Hargitay, thank you.
Yes.
Hargitay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, famously known as Captain Olivia Benson on Law & Order Special Victims Unit, but she has showed up on all the Law & Orders.
Well, and here's the other thing, right? Like, as an actor, right, among actors, right, you can't out-act the crew that you're with either, and sometimes that's limited by the production company and whatever budgets. SVU has never had that problem. Like, every actor on the show is incredible.
Yes.
They really cast it well.
And so they're really all able to hit tens every episode. It's fantastic. Well, that's why the show is still going the way that it's going.
And her commitment to that character, because she's been playing that for over 2 decades now.
Yeah. It's one of the only roles she does play, because she really focuses on being a mother.
Exactly.
And that's incredibly important to her, especially when you know a bit about her past. Her mom was Jean Mansfield, and Mariska and her brothers were in the back seat of the car during the accident that took her mom's life in 67. She was only 3 years old.
Right.
So while she loves to act and loves to perform, loves her crew, this is good enough for her.
Family
comes first.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's getting an amazing paycheck from SVU.
Oh, yeah. She's doing just fine. Her family is great. She gets time with her family and her kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's doing it right.
And
happy birthday, Mariska.
It cannot be stressed enough how the dedication that that original cast put to that show, the leap of faith they took in that show, NBC, and the importance of that show. I'm not saying it's the most important show of all time, but it is up there. And I know about this because I talk to people about this when it comes to sexual crimes, we're making us part of what people have gotten away with, these cowards, these people that hurt people like that, is us not talking about it.
Right.
And it really did make it possible to talk about it.
Show like this brought it out more.
Right. People were watching it. We were just talking about a show, and then it related to life.
Princess Caroline of Monaco is 68. Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Robert Zander is 72. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and amazing guy, from lead singer and songwriter for Cheap Trick. The Flame, Don't Be Cruel, I Want You to Want Me, of course. And couldn't have been a nicer man to a young radio DJ who was just starting out. And with 5 minutes to go, walking up to the stage, was told, hey, you're going to introduce this band to the, you know, Grand Central Theater. Wausau State Fair, I believe. Panama could correct me on this. He would know for sure. But yeah, it was just a wild thing. And him and Rick couldn't have been nicer to me. My eyes must have looked like giant saucers. And they're like, hey, man, let's have some fun. And they were great. They found out I was from Illinois, too. And we just we talked about that for like what felt like 20 minutes, but it was like two. And they couldn't have been nicer guys. Excellent. Incredible front man. Very strong frontman. Let's see here. Cheetah Rivera would have been 92 today. 1933, born in 1933. She is West Side Story.
Yes.
And Chicago, really, for a lot of people out there.
Yes.
And she was the first Latin woman to receive a Kennedy Center honor.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a career, quite a life.
Mm-hmm.
Anita Pointer, born on this day in 1948. One of the Pointer sisters, of course.
Yes. We are family.
I'm so excited.
They
Jump.
Are indeed.
Automatic. Yeah. Neutron Dance.
Yes.
Neutron Dance is not that one's underrated.
Neutron we stopped dance. Doing it. Why did we stop
I don't
doing
know.
It?
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on. We need to be doing the Neutron.
Bring it back.
That's great.
That's
great, Beth. That's great. Left out. What a season.
Come on.
I'm trying to think in my head because I know I was alive when that was a thing, and I'm positive I did the Neutron Dance at some point in my life. It was probably seeing a girl that I was not old enough to talk to across the street and or across the room and tried to do the Neutron Dance walking up to her and her laughing and going the other way.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. And wrapping up our birthday and anniversary list, Rucker Hauer, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2019. The Hitcher, Blind Furry, Hobo the Shotgun. He was also the CEO in the Batman Begins movies. Had a really solid career, but Blade Runner is what we know him from. Mm-hmm. And I would like to throw out there too, there's a why can't I think of it right now? There is a Rucker Hauer movie he did with Matthew Broderick. I talk about it all the time, and now for some reason I can't think of it.
That's usually how that works.
Yeah. The one time I needed it, it's not there for me. He was in Sin City as well, too.
Lady Hawk.
Thank you. Lady Hawk.
You're welcome.
One of the best, worst movies of all time. I say that because I've watched it so many times. It's a good movie, but for some reason...
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer, Matthew Broderick, yeah.
It's a fantastic cast. It's a beautiful kind of story about, like, Michelle Pfeiffer's character. They're cursed. Her and Rucker Hauer's characters are lovers, but they're cursed. When the sun goes down, he turns into a wolf and she turns into a hawk, and they can't be one goes human, one goes animal, and they can't be together, so they're constantly trying to get together. And Matthew Broderick's character is trying, and it's all set in kind of like the Renaissance era, the Lord of the Rings kind of
so
type
it's
thing.
Also
however, if they had just done all that, I think it would have been a fine movie and might even be a cult classic. It's a cult classic mainly because they decided, you know what we're going to do for the music? Synthesizers. Just 80s synthesizers throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. No, that turned it into magic.
And it just doesn't blend well, but that's part of the, that's part of the charm of
it. It's part of the charm.
Does anybody remember Heath Ledger's A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
Now, in that one, I feel like they had the same format, but they used, like, We Will Rock You and some
the
songs.
The music was spectacular.
And it worked. It, it seemed to work pretty good.
That's,
I think
that's
that can
a solid
be done.
Soundtrack still, very hard. Honestly.
But I will say, if you are kind of underestimating Rucker Hauer, don't think much of him, watch the last 2 minutes of Blade Runner.
Okay.
His face and his the line he delivers is, I think you can make an argument, the most iconic line in sci-fi history. And the most iconic scene in sci-fi history. Him and Harrison Ford in that scene with the rain coming down. I've watched that scene at least 9,000 times, at least. And I still get moved by it every time I see it. It's, to me, anything Rucker Hauer had for talent and skill and everything, put everything into that scene. And, man, it was worth it. It's an underrated movie in some ways. To me, even though it's a pop culture big hit and everything, I know, I understand how big the movie is, but I think because of that scene, it's almost underrated.
Sure.
It's a beautiful scene. Great actor, too. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Todd Bates.
Happy birthday, Todd.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Happy birthday, Janet. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We will get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and have some fun. We're going to talk lozenges. We're talking lozenges. We're talking cough drops. When we come back, everybody, make sure you got some. When we come back on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Blood donations are needed to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. The American Red Cross is encouraging donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets, to help save lives this month. Severe winter weather causes cancellations, as have the California wildfires, leaving more than 12,000 blood and platelet donations uncollected in January. This puts a significant strain on the national blood supply. You can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. In Wisconsin Rapids, you can donate at the Southwood County YMCA on January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. If you have a smartphone, you can access ebooks and audiobooks through your local library with the Libby app. The Marshfield Public Library is having a Libby drop-in to answer all your questions and help you get it set up. It's January 29th at 6 p.m. in the Felker Room. You'll need your library card and the device of your choice to use Libby on. There's no cost, but if you like to use Kindle for reading, you'll also need your Amazon login information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Five Sur Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular.
Hope y'all are having a great start to your morning. Happy Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Laura, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one. Had to play the Might Be Giants bumper. This is my thank you to Seth.
I was going to say.
Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate you, Seth. So, yes or no to this, and we do want audience participation. You all, of course, got your morning show play at home versions a long time ago. That is the phone number, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Let us know, yes or no. There's no middle ground. Progresso just debuted new chicken noodle soup-flavored cough drops for National Soup Month.
No.
Hard pass.
They're called soup drops. Soup drops. Yep. But they're not medicated in any way. So they're technically marketed as soup-flavored candy, which is somehow even worse.
I'm not sure. I don't like that. So it's a broth drop, cough drop.
Yeah.
Nice Nicely done. They announced them yesterday, and they sold out immediately, but they're doing another drop next Thursday, again week after. You get 20 drops for $2.49 plus $1 shipping. You can also get a can of actual chicken noodle soup with it. The press release says, quote, "When you're sick, nothing is truly more reassuring than chicken noodle soup. So we thought, why stop at the soup bowl?" Someone who tried them said that they do taste surprisingly similar to actual chicken noodle soup.
Okay, right there. Similar. It doesn't taste like the soup. So if I want soup, I'm going to get soup.
Yeah. So I'm also, so two things. One, I listened to Jane and Greg cover this on Matt and Air on Air yesterday. So I've already been briefed, if you will. I have feelings. So for the headline to me is that the media company chose to use the tagline, "Soup you can suck on."
So yeah. Basically what they're saying is the soup sucks.
Oh. And I'll have you know, I have been trying to load the Progresso Soup Drops website just to see, because I know that they dropped some this morning, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. And the website is crashing. So, like, yeah. They're probably selling out again. This is insane.
If this is something you're into, please call in. Convince me.
I want to hear from anyone interested in such things. Yes. Because I am so confused that it hurts.
I'm not sure who this is even marketed towards.
And isn't the whole point of chicken noodle soup the chicken part of it that helps? There's something about it that helps heal you when you're sick.
It's about having a warm, steaming bowl of comfort.
Exactly.
We have cough drops for this. Eat soup.
Yeah.
I feel like that nobody really eats soup for the flavor. Like, it's everything you guys were just saying about soup.
Oh, no, I eat soup for flavor. Yeah. Soup is one of my favorite things to make. I mean, chicken noodle in particular.
Okay, chicken noodle in particular.
If you do it right, you can eat it for the flavor, but not Progresso chicken noodle soup.
I was going to say that the one standout, I would say, is homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
Like, that's certainly a whole different ballgame. That's a whole lot of flavor.
And if I want a cough drop, I want something that has menthol in it that's actually going to clear my sinuses or something, not just something to suck on in my mouth. If you're going to give me a hard candy to suck on, give me a Jolly Rancher.
I feel like you're doing candy wrong. I didn't know you could do that, but somehow you messed this up.
Well, and this isn't the first attempt to put something savory into candy, but the candy is sweet. Let's keep candy sweet, please.
Yeah. It feels like this is, and forgive me, but it feels like this is marketed towards our senior population more. But
that's the new grandma candy, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
It's what we're going to find in the bottom of all the grandma's purses now. It's a soup cough drop.
I happened to pull a handful of our listeners and a handful of people that I've talked to at the gas station and that in the senior age, and all of them laughed at me and said they would never buy this.
Thank goodness.
They said, no, I got worried.
Listen to your elders.
Okay, so
one gentleman offered me a Werther's. Actually, I pulled out a Werther's, had
much
one in my pocket.
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's a quote from a fastcompany.com. Right, clearly, soup flavored candy is the hot new item we didn't know we needed. On Thursday, this is last Thursday, Progresso took to Instagram to explain that in under an hour it was sold out of soup drops. Well, this is super awkward. They spelled it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our soup drops sold out before we had the chance to tell you, the post reads. But don't worry, there's a fresh batch of soup you can suck on coming your way next Thursday. That is today. And their website is crashing, so I'm going to guess.
They're selling out.
They're selling out again. There are people buying this.
I don't know what to do with that. No. I don't know what it says about our world.
And
I really
according to Greg's math, this is not my math. I'm not mathing it. If I remember right, he said it's... The can of soup drops with the little mini can of soup that comes with it is only 14 cents more than an actual can of Progresso chicken noodle soup. So just buy the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please buy the soup.
I mean, I just buy
soup.
I do want to make this very clear. I love their soup.
Yeah.
Great.
Love their soup.
I will buy Progresso soup still, but I'm not buying soup drops.
That's what Progresso does. They do soup. Stick with what you know here.
I do, however, I believe have a the perfect jingle for them.
Okay.
They steal the song Freeze Frame from Jay Gallagher.
Soup drops.
Soup drops.
And you're welcome. You now have that earworm in your head for the rest of the day.
Good luck with that. Let's go ahead and pull this Band-Aid off. Let's get into this one. Pop culture moments that'll be a decade old in 2025. These are things off of a list off of BuzzFeed. It's almost it is 2025, and maybe a little bit fast for this, but it might feel like. But some of these movies are going to shock you that they are 25 years old already. Or not 25 years old, but
10 years old.
Decade old here. Making it even older. Making it even worse. And they're not in any particular order or anything, but we'll just go right at the start. Star Wars returned with The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
That actually feels like it was longer ago to me.
Just I think 2015 was a weird year for me, so all of these are going to be shocking.
I think in part because I've watched just about, and I think I have, outside of maybe one, two things, I've watched everything Star Wars has come out with since then. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's been longer than that. Because of all the content and
that
everything.
That kicked them into high gear.
Mm. By Star Wars standards, they've made 25 years of content since then.
Yes.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 came out, ending the original Hunger Games saga. So that wrapped up 10
so
years ago.
Wow, so the third movie came out 10 years ago. Shoot. Mm.
Hoverboards were a big thing, and Apple Watches made their debut.
Gosh. Apple Watch. Yeah. Happy birthday, Apple Watch.
Yeah, go figure.
I guess.
Remember when the hoverboard thing was going around there?
They were going on fire around
there. They were combusting. Yeah.
That's really the only reason I remember them is that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you.
Oh.
Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars was the biggest song of the year.
And it's a great still song. Has not lost its popularity.
It's a good song.
My 10, almost 11-year-old loves to put that on the little woman in a box and just dance around the house.
I had Bruno. It's a lot could change. He's still a very young man, but up to this point right now, I had Bruno Mars' career wrong. I thought he was like the next Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
I thought he was like going to just blow up and just the next 8 albums he was going to come out were going to be huge.
It's like he took 5 years to step back and just enjoy it.
Win
a Grammy.
He's got a residency in Vegas.
Exactly. So, I mean,
he's still playing and stuff.
He's just having a good
what
time.
Happened to him.
Yeah. No, he's just having a good time.
Yeah.
No, I can't blame him. He's out there doing his thing.
The left shark upstaged Katy Perry during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Everyone remembers the shark. Go shark, team shark.
I remember that. Zayn Malik announced his departure from One Direction.
Yes, we all remember where we were with One Direction.
I don't know any of the words I just said. I don't know. Taylor Swift's 1989 tour was the highest grossing tour of the year.
Of the year, okay.
Of that year. And it...
Say what you will.
She still knows how to do it.
10 years later, and still, that is impressive. Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe.
Oh,
remember that?
Oh, I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza Rat was 10 years ago. Oh, the rat that was carrying a pizza slice around in New York.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
the big celebrity weddings. Jennifer Aniston married Justin Theroux. Sofia Vergara married Joe Mangiello. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher got married. Meanwhile, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announced their divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Holland was cast as Spider-Man.
Yes. One of the best castings ever.
Agreed.
Yeah. They needed to hire a young man for the job, and they just hadn't done it yet.
Who was passionate about the role, too. Mm-hmm. The amount of work that he put in just to audition for that was phenomenal.
They're both been back by now, but I will never forget how I felt when Jon Stewart hosted his final Daily Show and David Letterman hosted his final Late Show.
Yeah.
They were almost like back-to-back weeks, and those are two of my bigger influences, and that really rocked me.
Yeah.
I really thought that David Letterman especially, because I didn't think Jon Stewart was going to go away, but the way he was talking at the time, him and his wife have this home on their farm out in Jersey for animals that need a place to go.
Yeah, they have an animal sanctuary out in Jersey.
But like for rare animals and stuff, not your everyday ones and stuff, like people that can't accept a cow, they take the cow in, that kind of thing.
Right.
And he seemed so locked in on that, I thought that's where he was going to go with the rest of his life and maybe jump into politics here and there. He's had about 2 shows since then.
Mm-hmm.
David Letterman, I thought, was just going to go away. We never see him again because Letterman doesn't need this.
Right.
Like, I don't mean money wise. I mean just entertainment wise.
He's got his accolades. He's got his fame. Yeah.
David Letterman is, whether you like him or not, he's one of the greatest to ever do it, and that's never going to change. Only thing that's happened since he retired is he's just solidified his legacy even more with some of the interviews he's done and stripped away all the corporate stuff and everything. It's just him and somebody else and a couple microphones. I think he's gotten better as an interviewer without all of the pomp and circumstance and everything. And I love the beard.
Well,
love
I'm guessing he's probably finally getting to ask the questions that he wants to ask.
Exactly.
The ones that he's being told to ask.
Without the legacy behind what he's doing. I used to
freeing. Do the greatest limited David Letterman impression. And by that, I mean I could do his laugh. I can't do it anymore. Mad Men and Parks and Recreations aired their final episodes.
Wow.
Okay.
Mad Men, I didn't watch the show. I saw a couple of the first episodes and everything. But I will say that series finale, a lot of people seem to be happy with. And you don't hear that very often.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear a lot of complaints on that one. And Parks and Recs was one of my favorite shows. I love that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the white and gold or black and blue dress broke the internet.
Yeah, it was black and blue, right?
White and gold.
Oh, come on. No, no. Definitely black and blue.
I had to look it back up. I had to look it back up to look at it and everything to get a look at the...
It's just an inverted filter, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's that's white and gold.
It's right.
Yep.
It's funny, is what it is. In many ways, I kind of I wish that was the only debating we really did online.
Oh,
with silly things like that.
It's please. A like, dress. There, I solved it. It's a dress.
As a society, we should all just make like a gentleman's agreement that's all we'll do online. The only bickering we'll do is over like nonsense things this. Like we should all just agree.
This is a blurry picture of an animal. Tell me what you think it is.
Yep,
that's what I want to bicker about.
There you go.
It's a squirrel. No, it's a chipmunk.
It's a rat. What are you talking about?
It's a beaver.
We will take a time out and come back with the 100 worst rated foods in the world. We made time, you guys. We made time. We'll come back with it on The Morning Show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below tomorrow. increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet. Ah, that voice. Laura, Beth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. How adventurous of an eater are you? The site Taste Atlas ranked the 100 grossest foods in the world based on 390,000 online reviews from tourists. Most of the top 10 sound pretty gross, and Nordic countries dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But is there anything on the list that you would try? We'll go ahead and find out, and we want to hear from the audience as well on this one.
424-2600.
Okay, so I'm going to say this up front. I will try any food item one time.
Good to know.
Food item. Glad you specified.
I do not limit that to just food items, but for this conversation, I will.
Blood pancakes shows up first on the list. Pancakes made with onions, spices, and reindeer blood. They're popular in Sweden and Finland, but the average rating from tourists was 1.6 out of 5.
Yep.
Well, I mean, dad and I used to sop up the juice left over from steaks that we would make with bread. So
it's and it's one of those things. It's a needless addition that back when they didn't have spices, they used for flavor. But like, there's spices now. Just put cayenne in it or something.
Blood plat or blood pate. I'm sorry, blood pate.
Yeah, no. See, I draw the. I will try a pate, but I hate them.
I want to just get the description in real quick. Dumplings with reindeer blood. Sweden and Finland again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all wrong.
Yeah, that's just all kinds of wrong.
So that's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah.
It's...
Sveed. That's just half a sheep's head boiled and severed with mashed potatoes. It's a traditional dish in Iceland.
Oh, that actually doesn't sound so bad. That's just meat. It's just it's head meat.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. Yeah. It's head meat.
Head meat is funny. Head meat is kind of funny.
It's meat. You're eating meat, and it might be looking at you, but you're eating meat. It's fine.
Will of steel when it comes to food, right?
I will try any food item one time.
Deep fried silkworms. Seasoned with salt and pepper, they're popular in Thailand.
Okay, so crunchy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, crunchy. Okay.
So a little crunchy, salty, high-protein snack.
Not too much difference from, eating grasshoppers, right?
Right. It's probably the same as, fried crickets or whatever. Yeah.
Chapulele. This is a Chilean bread made with potatoes and flour.
How is that on this list?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly
reasonable. Yeah. I will eat 10 of them today.
See, now, because it's on this list, it makes me wonder what... There's got to be something.
It's a texture thing.
There's got to be some weird
bread.
It is made, or I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Whatever.
That one actually worries me the most on the list because it is so blank. Yes, right. It is so...
Where's the ew?
Yeah. Jellied eels. They're an old-school street food in England dating back to the 1700s. Mm-hmm. The flavor is described as unique.
I mean, they do have eel in, sushi and stuff. So people are, eating fried eel already.
Is this fried?
Doesn't say. Doesn't say.
It says jellied, right?
Jellied, yes.
I'm thinking, lutefisk.
Oh, my gosh. Is it totally what it's like, isn't it?
Eel version of lutefisk, which I... Yeah, no.
I don't think your food is ever good if they use the same description word as my sister does to describe me to people. Unique. I don't feel like that's good.
No.
I don't feel like, Jimmy's unique.
I thought you were going to go with jellied, and I was very concerned.
Ramen burger. It's the only American one in the top 10. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it in 2013. The buns are made of fried ramen noodles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I'd eat it with a fork.
Sour curry made with fish entrails. It's traditional in southern Thailand.
What's sour about it?
Mm,
Is it just that it's entrails? In which case, I'll eat with a spoon?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
If the fish is trying to get rid of it, why would I want to eat it?
nice, yeah. Artichoke salad in Greece. They boil the artichokes to make them tender, then cut them up, add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, would eat a whole bowl, sure.
Yeah.
The only other American food that made the top 25 was frog-eyed salad in Utah. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip, and canned fruit, but not actual frog eyes.
Oh. That's where I draw the line. Absolutely not. I do not eat whipped cream salads. Don't make me do it.
Come on. I'll do it. I'll do.
That's hilarious to me.
That's you'll try everything.
All this other stuff
except.
You were buying.
I hate fluff. I hate like the marshmallow fluff salads. Oh, God. They make me so sad. Just take the whipped cream out and the marshmallows out, and I would eat a bowl of the fruit.
Four American dishes made the top 100. Tuna casserole, chocolate-covered bacon, chicken a la king, and chicken wriggles. It's a pasta dish with roots in upstate New York. Chicken wriggles. Although many variations exist, it is typically consists of chicken, rigatoni, and a hot or sweet peppers in a spicy cream and tomato sauce.
None of that sounds bad to me.
No, I would eat all of those things. Yeah. Maybe it's because we're American.
That's my favorite noodle, rigatoni.
Also, I would eat almost anything. So, yeah.
That seems all right. Actually, not a horrible list.
No, I was expecting a lot more. So there's like... What's the name of the fermented shark they bury it and they have it salted and it cures for like 5 to 10 years? I want to say, I know it's Scandinavian. I can't remember the country. That's where I draw the line. Absolutely not.
You have to try that or look that up. Anybody that tries any of these or anything, please let us know what you think. Canada got on the list with fiddlehead. Fiddleheads are a...
It's a harvested, forage those.
I just wanted to say fiddleheads.
It's an aromatic, it's kind of oniony.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We are looking forward to coming back with another whole hour of show for you. We're looking forward to kicking it off with our good friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise is going to join us with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news. We got the Oscar nominations that kicked off this morning. Grab those for us. We'll get into all that coming up.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. The story of a transgender drug lord is the one to beat at this year's Oscars.
Are you English?
They announced the nominations last hour in LA, and Emilia Perez got the most, 13, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon. The Brutalist and Wicked each got 10. Crews report progress controlling the flames of a new wildfire north of L.A. In Castaic, County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Mornings.
The winds are supposed to pick up again, throughout the morning. But with the upper hand that we got on this fire, we'll be able to really beat it back off the fire line.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated. A judge in Seattle today hears the first lawsuit against President Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship. Berkeley Law's Erwin Chemerinsky believes it's a clear violation of the Constitution.
The Supreme Court has said everyone born in the United States is an American citizen.
CBS News Brief.